It's time for the Chamber Member-to-Member Focus, brought to you by the Windham Area Chamber of Commerce, designed to promote local and area businesses and help us understand why shopping local is so important to keeping our community strong. Here now is Chamber Executive Director, Tyann Hall-Marcy.
All right. Thanks again, Steve, from KDOM for having us again here today for a member-to-member program for the Windham Chamber. So the vision or why we do the member-to-member program through the Chamber is to really connect our community with our business owners. Me being a Windham native, obviously I've seen some disconnect. And after this last year, I think it's really more important than ever for us to remember not only why we need to shop local, but also reminding us of the people that are supporting and having these businesses, giving us more of a reason about why we need to shop local. So I just want to get to know all of you guys a little bit more here. So Tanya Swenson from River Valley Fitness, let's hear about you. Where are you from? Where'd you go to school? How many kids do you have? Tell us about yourself.
Okay, I'm Tanya. I graduated from Windham. I went to Minnesota West for business management and accounting. I have a six-year-old son. My fiance of 13 years and I live together on a little farm outside of town. I opened River Valley Fitness 10 years ago. It'll be 10 years in September. That's about it. I'm a certified trainer, personal trainer for the last 10 years, spin instructor, group fitness instructor. I have quite a few certifications under my belt. I just do my thing at the gym.
Awesome. Fantastic. And then I have Lindsay and Anna here from the Windham Area Health and Wellness Center. You guys are going to kind of explain what you guys do at the hospital later, but just let's hear about yourself. So, Lindsay, where are you from? Are you married? Did you go to school? What year did you graduate? Tell us about yourself a little bit here.
So, I went to school up in the cities, grew up in the cities, and graduated from St. Kate's with my bachelor's and then the U of M with my master's. Moved to the area about 6 years ago with my husband and started at Windham Area Health about 2.5, close to 3 years ago now. Certified personal trainer, and then recently was certified to work with specifically with orthopedic exercise, so working with post-rehab patients.
Okay, fantastic. Anna?
Well, I'm Anna. I am originally from Southwest Minnesota, Milroy. Grew up there and went to high school in Tracy, Minnesota. Graduated from college in Mankato. And then I kind of went around the area a little bit, Southwest Minnesota for a little while, and then I was out in Sioux Falls working, and now I kind of came back. I've always been in community and public health in that field, and so I just started with Windham Area Health in December.
Fantastic. All right, so before we move on a little bit further, I just want you guys to remind all of our listeners of what you guys all do and what your establishments all do. So Windham Area Health, you guys have two different departments over in the Wellness Center. Why don't you guys explain to what you guys do and what those two entities are?
So the Wellness Center, I'm Lindsay, the Wellness Center coordinator. And essentially, I oversee our class programming, our instructors, Wellness Center staff, day-to-day operations there, and focus on any sort of internal wellness programming in our hospital, and then also partner with organizations that want to use the Be Well Path.
And I'm Anna, I'm the Community Health and Wellness Manager, and that kind of oversees the Wellness Center a little bit, and then in addition, kind of the external programming outside of Windham Area Health, and so partnering with local businesses and looking at our community as a whole and how we can create programs, events, things like that to make our community healthier.
Fantastic. And then Tanya, tell us a little bit about River Valley. You've kicked my butt a few times in some classes. Tell us about what you all have going on down there, too.
So we are a 24-hour fitness center. So anybody can come to the gym. It's 24-hour key card access. So we have classes, personal training. We have free programming for any member that signs up. We also have childcare while you work out. We have tanning. So we're about a 6,000 square foot facility. So we have two huge class studios that we use. We have a cycling studio and then a group fitness studio. So we do a little bit of everything down there. That's kind of what we do.
Awesome. And then I'm just curious because for those that know me on a personal level know that I'm pretty good about talking people into things. That's one of my gifts. As this is why we're
this is
here,
true.
Right?
Yes, this is true.
But I do know that that's a pro that I have. So I'm just curious, and that's kind of led me into the different fields of work that I've done. So tell us about why you guys got into fitness. I want to hear your story about, like, was it woke up one day and you're like, I just feel like getting healthy and wanting to do that, or has it always been a passion of yours since you were younger? Tanya?
I think I've always worked out. Living on the farm growing up, we had a half a mile driveway, so I always walked or ran it or did stuff outside. That's always kind of been my thing. I always wanted to own my own business. I didn't know what it was going to be. I was in the accounting department at JBS in Worthington for 4 years. I couldn't stand the smell of hogs. And so I just decided one day to quit my job, which I was a member of Anytime for years. And I had a personal trainer over there the 4 years I worked over there. And then I lost my gym because I wasn't driving there every day. And I didn't know what to do. I needed a facility that, you know, offered a lot of different things with weightlifting. And I needed something that was 24 hours, and we just didn't have that in the community. And I just thought, why do we not have that in the community? We're a town of 5,000 people. There should be some place that, you know, there can be a lot of people working out at one time. So I just decided one day that I was going to open my own gym, and I really didn't know what I was doing. And then a year later, it opened a year later. So
awesome. And Lindsay, Anna, same for you guys. Was it like woke up one day, wanted to be involved in health, or how did this come about for the two of you?
So I grew up participating in competitive swimming. That was always a part of my life. And after I got injured in 2007, and that kind of ended the competitive swimming part. But I stayed in the gym just because fitness had always been a part of my life. And after bouncing around a couple jobs, kind of figure out like where we were gonna settle, we ended up down here. And I was looking for something that was kind of an in-between job, and had been going back and forth about getting certified as a personal trainer or yoga instructor. And the position at the hospital had opened up, and I was like, great, I get paid to work out, awesome, like I can do this for a little bit. And then it turned into, okay, actually I really enjoy this. I really enjoy helping people achieve those fitness goals. And I think Tanya could probably relate to this, like seeing the light bulb click once mm-hmm. they figure out my body can do a lot more yeah. than what I thought it could.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. And Anna?
For me, I've always been interested in health and wellness and educating people on how to get there on not just a physical level, but all sorts of health. And so for me, working with communities and people on how to get there, and kind of maybe not working with them directly, but putting things in their environment that can help them be healthy is a huge passion of mine. Always has been. So
fantastic. And also, I'm just curious on this aspect, too, and this is going to be like a two-part question. Have you guys seen a change or a challenge connecting with people within the last year to remind them of being healthy? I know we touched on this a little bit for our video interviews, but what have you guys seen throughout this last year, taking the positive and the negative? What have you guys seen this last year as far as like what people are doing differently with themselves? Do you see people working out more? Do you see more people taking that serious? Anna, do you want to start?
For me, and what I've seen as a huge need is mental health, self-care. It was huge, especially with COVID, and I think it worked in our favor a little bit of bringing that to light and making it not such a stigma anymore, and for people to get that help they need. But looking more at that and figuring into that as that is a health need in addition to healthy eating, active living, all those types of things. So looking at health as a whole, I think, helped us, but it is more of a need. So
fantastic. Lindsay?
Yeah, I would agree that a lot of the focus seemed to be on the mental health mm-hmm. aspect of it. A lot of people were using, healthier eating, whether it be gardening or, finding different means of obtaining whole foods as a stress relief. Same with exercising. I mean, Tanya knows too, like trying to find gym equipment in the last year is like next to impossible. And I think too, the social aspect of still being able to get out and talk with people and interact with people was a huge thing. So I think it was great that we were both able to offer a space where people could come and do that and still feel like they were safe.
Awesome. And Tanya?
Yeah, I think I agree with both of them. This last year has definitely changed people mentally and physically. I think when we finally got to open, I think, and people felt safe, memberships went up because people just, they needed a place to go. They needed to get healthy. That was kind of drilled into our head that we all need to start being healthy because COVID this and COVID that. So I feel like people needed exercise and they needed people to, they needed to eat healthy. And that was a big thing that was kind of drilled into our heads over the last year. So it's great to be able to provide a space and having it be safe for people too. Mm-hmm. But I think we also had people that were struggling, should I go to the gym? Am I supposed to wear a mask? There's just been so many changes mm-hmm. Over the last year. But yeah, I think people are starting to kind of come out of that a little bit.
Awesome. And then one other thing that I was curious about is I love bringing people that kind of do the same type of thing together because I think it's just so important to say that, like, hey, we do different things mm-hmm. even though it's kind of the same thing in our minds. But I'm just so curious, and I've been to the Wellness Center. I've done yoga there. and then also, like I mentioned earlier, Tanya's kicked my butt a couple of times, like spin class and stuff like that. So what services do you guys, what classes do you guys offer? And then also, what are your personal favorite things to be doing as far as getting yourself healthy, both physically and mentally and eating wise and all of that? So what are some things that you guys have doing and what's your favorites at the gym? Tanya, what do you like doing for yourself?
Well, I like to eat healthy. I guess, as long as I can eat healthy and exercise, that's kind of my thing. We offer a lot of different classes. I think that's probably one of the things I like the most is teaching classes in that group setting, with 15 or more people. The music's really loud and, everybody's working out and, and cheering each other on. That's kind of it's fun to see. Anything, we have spin, we have full body circuit. I have a strength and mobility class for seniors. We have Cycle 360, which is strength and biking. So we have a lot of different classes. We also have bar classes. So classes are kind of my favorite, but I do like to personal train people. That is another thing that I'm really passionate about. Again, like you said, helping people reach their goals and not knowing what their body can do. So that's, I guess anything that has to do with the gym is kind of my thing. I just like it. I like it all. I just really like it. It's yeah. fun. It's not even a job to go to work every day. Like, mm-hmm. it's rewarding to go to work, and it's my passion. So whatever has to do with the gym, I'm there.
Awesome. How about Lindsay and Anna? What do you guys have?
So as far as classes, we have strength and yoga classes. We have a rowing class in the morning, boot camp class in the morning. We also have a senior class. It's our Alive and Active, so that focuses on strength and mobility. And then we have recently started a kids yoga class and then Fit 30, which is a more HIIT style class. And then as far as what I do to stay healthy, I mean, swimming is my favorite. It will always be my favorite. I'm at home in the water. Anything outside of that, I'm kind of forced to eat healthy. I have a lot of food allergies. I really enjoy gym time too. There's nothing like a good lifting session. So
awesome. Anna?
I just like to be outside, so anything I can do outside, summertime, I don't care how hot it is, like, I just want to be outside. Eating healthy is big of mine, but helping other people eat healthy too is something I love, and just see the different things you can do, and you know, yeah.
Awesome. Well, like I said, this program is really reminding our community about why we need to be supporting local. So the last question I'm going to ask you guys, I'm going to go around the room and ask, is like, why do you think it's important to shop local? Anna, you can go first.
To sustain our communities, of course. After COVID, I think supporting any type of business, small, large, but in your community, you're going to sustain your community. You're going to help everyone grow. A big thing, just kind of just putting your money where you live. I think that's big.
Lindsay?
Yeah, I completely agree. Coming from the cities, there's this different mindset of, like, you know, you're focused on you and yourself and your family. And then coming down here and seeing the difference of how a community can band together to either save a business or support a business or even support community members in a time of need was really awesome to see. And so I think the more that people can get in their minds of, yes, you might pay a little bit more, but what are you, it's more about not just buying the product that you want from the store. It's about investing into your community.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. And then last but not least, Tanya.
Yes, I agree with them too. But so the last year of COVID, I'm privately owned. I'm not supported by anybody. And being shut down for 3 months was tough, you know, being a privately owned business. So the community reached out to me in big ways. I mean, I feel like if you can, you know, shop local and support your community, you're supporting somebody's dream. Mm-hmm. If it wouldn't have been for the community, I'm not sure if I would still be here as a business today. I mean, it was tough being shut down for 2 months. So I feel like we have to support our small businesses, any of our businesses in town. And our money stays local then. And yes, there are some things you probably can't get in town, you have to go out of town for. But if you can shop local, and like she said, you pay a little extra, that business is going to be here tomorrow. It's going to be here next month. So I think it's just so important that it's changed my way of thinking. COVID has, just because of where I was a year ago and how the community supported me. So, yeah.
Awesome. I don't think I could have ended it any better than that. So thank you, girls, for joining me today. I love the Power Women Months. They're super fun. And thanks again, Steve at KDUM. Have
thank
a great
you.
Day.
Thanks.